Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome to the Comedy Trap House. Welcome to the Comedy Trap House. Comedy Trap House.
Yo, 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 welcome back to another episode of the Comedy Trap House. I am your host, Rome Green Jr., and my other co-host in the building, Emmanuel.
Yo, yo, what's good, everybody?
They didn't see the mug because your finger was all over it.
It's our Comedy Trap House mug. It's a good mug.
I love that mug. I love that glass.
We need more of these mugs in the building, but yes, there's nothing in here right now, so I can put this down, but... Welcome back, man. It's another cold Monday, but it's fun. We're here.
It's not really that cold, but you know.
In the house it'd be cold. Or in my room.
Oh,
my
room's
cold. In the loft it'd be cold.
In the loft it'd be cold.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Side note, your brother scared the shit out of me this morning.
Oh, yeah. Took the airport back home.
Yeah, because I got up and I was headed to the bathroom and I just heard something clicking and moving. I came out and see nobody. And the light was off, and then I came around the corner. He flicked the light, and I was, oh, shit. I didn't know who that was in here.
That shit was your heart scary. Jumped on that?
Yeah, my heart. I pooped a little bit.
Anytime you see an unwarranted nigga in your house, think, oh, shit.
Yeah. So last night, I got the new iPhone 12 Pro Max. And so last night I was using Siri and I was like, hey Siri. And she said, mm-hmm. And that shit scared me.
She really
like
said,
dead ass?
I'm dead ass.
Who do you want to send it to?
Oh, hold on. Calm down. Hold on. Let me see if she do it. Hey Siri. Mm-hmm. Nigga.
Hold on.
Last night.
Hold on. Let me try mine.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey Siri.
Siri don't fuck with you.
Yeah. Oh, I got it on vibrate. My bad.
Yeah.
Mine don't vibrate.
Hey, Siri.
Hello there.
Look. See?
Hey, get this white woman off my Siri.
Exactly.
I want a black woman.
But it literally scared me because I was over, I was turning off my light to go to bed, and I was using her to set my alarm, so I said it. And when she said, mm-hmm, I stopped for a minute. Because I was like, have you been just awake listening to me? When did this start happening where you said, mm-hmm? I don't know if that's in the new update or shit, but that shit threw me completely off.
Siri's going to become, Google or Siri's probably going to become her eventually.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
it's going to become that situation.
Scarlett Johansson.
Where you can upload Google or Siri into a sex robot.
Yeah.
And you can fuck Google. And I think that's better than anything because... Google fucks you.
Put your Google in Google. Yeah, okay, nothing wrong with that.
I support that.
Do you think it's so on the movie Her? It was considered weird.
Yeah.
Will it still be weird when it's our time? Or will it be so normalized at that point? Because it's kind of normalized at this point. Now. Yeah.
No, I think everything. I think people get used to shit really quick.
Yeah.
I think a lot faster than we think. Because, I mean, look how fast phones have taken over the world.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Everybody has a cell phone.
Do you think it'd cure loneliness or make it more prevalent? Because you can still be lonely even if you're talking to this computer. It's not really a human there, but I guess.
I think I can't answer that, but I know it'd be less stress out there.
Okay.
Because if niggas fucking Google, they just gonna be getting off. So they're gonna be less stressed, they're gonna be less angry, be less violence, and crime will go down.
Crime will go down.
That incel movement where a bunch of guys that are not getting any sex essentially are crying.
Wait, what?
Decided to join
It's like a documentary.
No, it's a real movement. It's called the incel movement. Yeah. And it's like a bunch of guys that are getting denied pussy. They don't have sex, and so now they're angry and upset.
So they're angry because they're getting denied pussy.
Yeah, they're not getting. They feel like, you know, they're good guys that they get turned down all the time.
What's the acronym for incel? What that mean?
Pussy.
Yeah. So they basically need to get their game up. They can't be mad.
But you know what I'm saying? Some people just have the hate rage.
Got you.
When you really not get... See, this is why Hannies need to come.
Yeah, that's why Hannies need to...
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Stop with all this foolishness.
What would be better for the world, Google or Hannies?
See, that's a good question.
That's a
good question now. Because
possibly Google, because Hannies are also illegal.
Let me tell you
what would be hilarious. Yeah. You know glory holes, right?
Yeah.
Imagine nigga gets stressed and it's just a bunch of holes on the wall. And nigga just go there, drop his pants, put a dick in, get a handy, come out. All right, I'm
But
done.
The only thing
that's
is,
like the service. You just walk in, it's a bunch of holes. You just walk in.
Nah, see, I don't want my dick touching the hole, like the edges of the hole.
No, it's at a...
Well, your dick ain't big enough for that, so you fine.
Cam, we all know that's not true.
Only Mike saw you naked. I never see you naked.
But you know what's up, Cam. Come on, man.
No.
Let me tell you, this is longer than them dreads you got up there. them little twists you got up there.
This one right here is short.
This is damn sure longer than them.
Yeah, I mean, nigga have a dick that little, that's going to be a little rough for him. That Siri just, I just said it because Siri, like, low-key scared the shit out of me when she said, mm-hmm. She just said, I'm here.
Come. I pressed it as soon as you said it. I'm scared.
I don't want any of this shit.
I'm scared.
I want them all to leave me alone.
What else happened? What's going on? Oh, this past weekend.
I want to keep Google like a female friend. At a distance.
Okay, at a distance. We're gonna have a woman on a podcast so we can talk about... Can men and women be really friends? But that's gonna be a full conversation for you guys. We're gonna have
gonna
that.
Be really fun.
But so this past weekend we got to go to an event for LOL Network. Afion Crockett was showing his new stand up called Mirror to Society. To Society, and I think this is his first hour special. I believe they said. But I kind of just want to talk about. The process of the event, COVID-wise. So basically, because Emmanuel was able to go, Cam couldn't go due to unforeseen things happening, but it's okay.
I've seen them.
Well, he's seen them happen, but yeah. I get it.
What happened was crazy, though. Can you talk about that at all?
I don't want to bring
it. You don't have to say names. Yeah. But can you just say what happened, like...
Well, even the way I explain it, they'll know who I'm talking about, so I can't.
All right.
Okay. But anywho, so Emmanuel was there. I went on a date. I had a date with me.
Yeah.
A lot of you know my date.
Bad thing, too.
Yeah. A lot of you know my date.
Tall, slim.
Tall, yeah. slender body ain't all that, like, to be honest with you. Like,
a little more top heavy,
but been working on the body for a little while.
Yeah.
A little bit more chest area. Tatted up.
You do like girls with low cut.
She had a low cut. her name was Mike Dam. If all of y'all are wondering who the girl was, you know. So me and Mike Dam went on a nice little date. He came out smelling good and shit. I said, all right, let's see.
Did you, did y'all like pop the back and lay it in the back?
Nah, we ain't popped the back.
You know, that's what you do. I ain't want that
lead to no back popping. So,
listen,
you know.
But I think the real question is, did y'all fuck?
No, not this time.
Okay.
Yeah, right, no, right, cool, it's cool. Yeah,
you didn't put your Google in his Google?
Yeah, no. I ain't put my ham in his damn. No.
Damn. I heard that was the best part.
So basically, I wasted my night.
You know, it's a good thing. I heard some things about them Jamaicans.
You fucking around
with them Jamaicans. You know, cut you.
Little wild.
So you basically what he's saying, he ain't getting no oxtail.
Oh, you ain't getting no oxtail.
I ain't getting no oxtail.
He didn't even give you no jerk.
No jerk, no oxtail.
Damn.
Yeah. No hurry and a curry. So we went to this drive through event. Now, so they have
He sent you home in a patty.
Wagon. Y'all get it? Yeah. But so before you even go to the event, they make sure that you have two people to a car. Mm-hmm. So it was
Ron, wait, let's talk about that. Ron was talking tough before he went.
Yeah, I was talking tough.
He was like, man, I'll bring three.
We can bring three. We can do this.
Ride in my car next day. Yeah, I think you only can bring.
Humble quick.
I mean, I went to him. I said, I can't go because you only can take two in the car. He's like, what they gonna
bring?
Say?
Three? They gonna say?
Come with us. I bet we'll get in.
So I emailed him. And they didn't email me back fast enough, and they sent the final invite, and it said two people to a car, please. And then they emailed me after, and said, yeah, unfortunately, due to COVID, we want to make sure it's two people to a car. So I came back in. I said, yeah, man, it's going to be two people.
Like I said.
Sometimes humble. You got to get humble.
You're talking tough.
But, yeah, two people to a car. And when you get there, you get in line. They come up to you, and they check you in. And then, so this is the funny part. They have a red carpet COVID drive-through. Did y'all take a picture? I don't know where these pictures are going to be at. Yep. So basically, the red carpet is there. The lights and there. They have the LOL backdrop and all that, and Afion's stuff on there. And they tell you, all right. So when you go in, you know, go as close to the backdrop as you can, so they can get the full car in the picture. And so you drive, you park, and the photographer, you roll down the window, and you...
I would have hopped out the car, sat on the hood.
The only thing they were letting people out, like, you had to stay in your car.
So y'all took it, so you just leaned forward?
Mike leaned, and I leaned, and we just...
It was weird.
It was very weird. Awkward, it was really awkward.
I think that's kind of cool, though.
The only reason it's cool is because it's different. But once you experience it, you like, that was weird.
And were y'all driving on, like, a red carpet?
It was a red carpet.
That's kind of cool. That's like to remember that time. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, you remember it.
It was interesting. It was interesting. And then
I felt my picture was weird.
You had a
hoodie, and I felt like I was looking like Darth Maul or something.
Because you had on a coat and a hoodie? You was comfortable. You wasn't prepared for the picture?
I ain't really prepared for these pictures.
Yeah.
Man. I'm just like, take the picture.
Yeah, take the picture. And then,
next thing I know, my face is stuck like this.
And Sarah happy. Yeah, she's smiling.
She and my girl smiling and shit. And I'm just, what's happening? I'm trying to figure out what's going on in every picture I'm in. What's happening?
And it's funny because Mike was in the middle of, venting to me about something. So as he's venting to me, they was like, all right, picture. And he stopped me, took the picture. And then he got right back to talking to him. And it was so, as we driving through. So that was the red carpet part. And then they had a DJ.
And you had to do that or no?
No, you didn't have to.
Did they have that? I didn't see where they had somewhere to go around.
No, they just asked you once you get a park on the carpet. Yeah. The guy asked you, do you want to take a picture?
Oh, okay, okay. Said, no, I thought it was more of a you stop through because everyone's waiting.
I don't know if everyone had a nice car that wanted to be taking a picture. You know?
Yeah, I mean, right. That's one of those events where you're like, all right, maybe I should ride with you to somebody else if you feel like your car isn't up to par.
Yeah,
that's
if your car ain't up to par.
Yeah, you won't go far at this event. So we get, so after the red carpet, there's a DJ. Now, of course, you got to tune your
DJ was killing.
You got to tune your radio to the sound of the DJ. So he's up there killing
it. Also, go to your car.
Yeah,
that's go cool. to your car. Yeah, but that's how all the drive-through movies are. And so and you go and you tune it to your radio. And so the funny part is, so we heard the DJ, and then they had it was catered, I think, by Wolfgang Puck. I believe that's what it was. They had vegan option or you know, or non-vegan option. So of course,
I know Mike got the non-vegan option.
No, my date was considerate to me, and he was like, you know, we're gonna do the vegan option. I was like, see, that's why you're here.
What was it?
So they had in the vegan box, they had they gave us a lot of food. Actually, it was a bunch of salad, chips, popcorn, avocado, and sauce with two big wraps. Two apple pie thing. Like it was a bunch of food. And so we go and we park. Now this is where it got funny, because the DJ, he DJing for his life up there. All you heard was, all right, well, I'm about to, if y'all know this old school song, I need y'all to honk your horns right now. So instead of wave your hands, just honk your horn. Yeah, all you hear, beep, 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 beep.
Did you look up at the building too?
Flash your lights, flash your lights.
Did you look up at the building too? Like next to us, there was an apartment or a condo residence next door, right next to us. So I'm looking up and you just see a bunch of people just looking off like, what the fuck is going on down here? And I think once they saw it was a black stand-up comedy, everybody just
I'm done.
Like a good event thus far.
No, it was very interesting. But it was just funny. I was like, cool, this is where we at. We not at, all right, you know, hey, you know, ladies, if you don't put your hands up, if you don't honk your horns right now, give me three beeps. Yeah. Give me three beeps if you
what's funny
if you got
me,
a fat ass.
What's weird to me, but funny at the same time is I don't know what it is. Like, we laugh at our own jokes. We play around like that. But for a DJ to do it, it's just something extra corny about it.
Yeah, and it made it corny.
Yeah, because he'll be up there. All right, y'all. Oh, you see who just came in here? She better get a new wig.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly how he was doing.
No, he was old.
No, I don't think he was old. So. He just wasn't cultured.
Yeah, once you're DJ, you get aged a couple years. But
also,
I've been laughing.
He was good, though.
He was good.
Some great music.
It was because he can't really hear the responses. So that's probably what made it awkward, too. Made it awkward for us because it's on the radio. So all you hear is, ha-ha, and nobody laughing. But then you hear him up there trying to communicate with us.
Hey, what type of suit he came in with?
So y'all didn't get to interact with none of the other guests.
No.
Let's get back to
jamming. You
didn't
know anyone in the cars next to y'all.
No.
Feeling free.
I knew Emmanuel, because it was
feeling funky.
It was a car right beside us, and then Emmanuel and then was on the other side. That's exactly what he sounded like the whole time.
Let's get it.
Keep it old, you know what I'm saying? If you want to hear more old school, let me get some beeps. Oh, old school ain't win. what about the new school?
But what's funny is, like, they would announce celebrities that would come in.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, oh shit, y'all, we got Cedric Entertainment in the building. Y'all make some noise. And so we all honking. Yeah, nobody can see this, man.
Nobody can see. I don't know where.
I don't know what car he came in.
He said, we got Kevin Hart on the FaceTime.
Kevin Hart came on.
They pulled him on the screen. We got a legend, y'all. It's Anthony Anderson in the building.
Anderson.
I don't know where he is.
Yeah, I said Cedric the Entertainment. It was Anthony Anderson.
Oh, yeah. I was like, I don't know where he's at.
That's
but
two different people right there.
Yeah, no, it yeah.
I don't know how you got people. Them two confused.
But
yeah,
that's funny.
Yeah,
but overall, it was a cool event. I think for the times we are at in life right now, and to make to get people out and to show his special, I think it was cool. But it was just interesting.
That
hearing.
Was a special. Uh oh.
Wasn't bad. I really like he's great at physical comedy. He's great at physical comedy to me.
Yeah.
To me, it's great at physical comedy. Overall special wasn't the best to me.
Honestly, but he surprised me.
He did
maybe you had a little higher expectations, so it was a little short, but I came in with low expectations.
Yeah.
And he had some jokes in there that were actually pretty funny with his, he has a lot of physical.
Are you shaking or?
Am I shaking?
I feel like I just felt like shaking, like an earthquake was coming, but I don't know if you were shaking or not.
Lay off the drugs, bro.
Just drink water this morning.
But yeah, it was cool. But honestly.
I will say I got a few gut laughs from, I think, from the physical, though.
Do you remember any jokes, though, specifically?
Like, remember it? Yes, the old man, the old getting older joke. He's like, how you can, we always imagine being old, but not being old as fuck.
Right, right, right.
And that was funny. But then him acting out us being old with the hunts, like, that was funny. I think that was funny. But
so he's a master of, you know, impersonations and stuff. So he did the Jay-Z impersonation. Yeah. He did the Russell.
Yeah.
He did some new ones, too.
I think I need to watch it outside the car, too.
I was going to say, right. Where's it going to live? On LOL Network?
You know what? I think so. Yeah, more than likely.
They're distributing it. So.
Yeah. Yeah. But I would watch it again. Because being in the car could have affected, because sometimes I was kind of out of it. I was getting a little sleepy.
Yeah.
I was comfortable in the car and shit. So.
I know why you was getting sleepy.
Because I'm 32.
That end, but I ain't gonna say it, but you know.
Oh yeah, no, yeah. I definitely took about two puffs before I left the house.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
He been getting wild.
It was solid. Two solid puffs, and when I got so it hit right when I was about to eat. Great.
Yeah. That's why. Because honestly, the worst part of night to me was the food.
Oh, see, I don't know which box did you get.
I was calling him Wolfgang Suck the whole night.
Which box did you get?
I got the veggies.
He got Sarah's.
Oh, man. That's good.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
So you got the vegan box, but so you didn't like the wrap? You didn't like nothing in there?
I didn't like anything.
Wow. Honestly. Me and Mike was like, this is great.
Yeah, I was just...
What was in the wrap?
Like,
Mike told me he thought it was whatever. He said it was okay. He said the wrap was light.
The wrap? Yeah, he said, because Mike wanted a full... he said it was light. He said, I just wanted to be full, but I was fine. It didn't bother me.
Mike funny.
we don't know Mike's opinion though. I want
to be fooled.
They had a mushroom thingy, rice or something. That was all right. I like that.
Yeah, that was cool. That was cool. It didn't bother me. Yeah, I was
like, they should have brought a black restaurant. They could have had some vegan dishes.
That would have been cool. I thought you was gonna get the other box, to be honest. I figured I was like, oh, they probably got.
I had Sarah in the car. I didn't want to be that guy.
What does her being in the car have to do with you eating?
Because
she's vegan.
Yeah, she eats most.
Oh, she eats most. Oh, okay. I thought she ate everything too. Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's respectful. You were being respectful to your date, like Mike was being to me.
I'm trying.
I get it.
Like Mike was being to me.
Yeah, Mike was being to me. No, I get it. All right, so let's talk about Florida. So there's this viral video going around of this
dragon,
this Game of Thrones ass dragon walking on this golf course. Now, at first, I thought this was just a fake footage of something, but then somebody like, no, this is real. So I went and did the research. I was like, yo, this is The Rock in reptile form. Mm. if you smell what the crock is cooking, because
I hate it because I want to laugh. Yeah, at that man, stupid but you know, shit.
You know
that shit funny, but it's so fucking corny.
If you smell what the crock is cooking,
but the funny thing, technically, you're wrong. It's an alligator
or what the gator is cooking. Then I guess, but that was an alligator.
Yeah, Florida, we have alligators. We don't have crocodiles. Oh, that crocodiles, shit. Crocodiles are like in Africa, and all
this
that.
Might as well have been because a
in
crocodile.
My mind, because aren't crocs bigger than
yeah?
So maybe that's why I thought bigger. Maybe yeah. I thought as well.
It
shit.
Looked like an alligator.
It looked like a crocodile.
It looked like a crocodile. Yeah,
that shit was.
It looked like an alligator.
I mean, it was an alligator,
but it looked like a crocodile.
But it looked like a crocodile.
It looked like alligator.
Did you see it?
Yeah,
that shit was. I'm talking about walking like this, like you owe me money.
2 feet legs.
That's why they say if one run at you, kind of zigzag. They like you kind of run straight.
If that runs at you, you're going to be petrified. If something like that runs at you, you're going to be screaming.
Not as much as, I mean, you will, I guess, but not as much as something like a cat, you know what I'm saying? Something agile.
I mean, yeah, but regardless, it's just still scary.
Like a big cat, you know what I'm saying?
But, so did they, I didn't even get to see.
I run from a small one, too.
Yeah.
Regular. I don't know what definitely. His intentions are.
Definitely.
So if one was just walking behind you down the street.
Yeah, if it's walking, then we good, but if you start getting aggressive.
Kept walking with you for a while.
No, so he just walking there.
Then
he
start getting closer.
If he gets aggressive, then I'm like, hey.
Aggression is where you cut the line.
But if he started kissing and trying to, hey,
all
right.
Once you get down the block, all you hear is, while you walking. And he's taunting you now. And just now,
keep walking.
And then the next thing he says is, hey, nigga, fuck you. See me, nigga. See me.
Yeah, now I'm confused.
What you gonna
be honest? That may make me less scared because now I know his intentions.
Yeah.
Oh, you a human? All right, fuck it then.
Well, no, he's not a human.
I mean, no
you
talking?
Oh, he's talking. Yes, but
you the pussy. All
right.
But I seen that shit and I was like,
that nigga take a cat nap.
At that point, do you go back and golf on that course anymore?
Yeah.
You do? It doesn't bother you?
Just don't get near the water.
Like, oh, even if the balls go there. Yeah,
I'm from Florida, man. Yeah, I've seen alligators. I've ate alligators.
You seen an alligator that big in person?
Well, not like in the... Oh. I've seen it like, you know, at Everglades and like in that exhibits and stuff, but not like...
But he didn't look like... He looked like he morphed. It looked
that's an alligator.
Nah.
Oh, man. Nah, that's not...
Because other Florida people were saying like, this that's is a the big, biggest alligator I've ever huge. Seen.
Yeah, so, I mean, they can get big. That was a 12-foot one.
That shit. Like, not even, like, lengthwise. He just looked like a couch. This nigga...
That's why this I said... This nigga trying to play cool with
that's why
gators,
I said when
man.
The
this
nigga... That's why I said when that nigga was getting jumped in my neighborhood and jumped in the lake to escape, I said, he crazy. I'd rather get beat up than jump in that lake. I don't know what... What's going to be in there? First, the alligators or the water moccasins?
That's like, a funny tripping. Question. Like, would you rather tripping. Get beat up by 12 dudes with Tim's on?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Or just get across the lake and be safe and Tim's free?
Hurt. If I'm in...
Tim's hurt.
If I'm in Florida...
Tim's hurt.
Take me to Tim's.
Damn, that's...
If I'm in Cali, I'm jumping in the lake.
So if you're in Florida, you're going to take the Tim's?
Nigga. You saw the alligator?
That shit was huge. That shit was big.
You can survive the Tim's. You ain't surviving that alligator if he gets you in that water. That's
I don't know
it.
If he can survive the Tim's. Tim's, that's a heavy boot.
What if you were in Atlanta or Georgia?
Georgia got some like certain areas. Like Louisiana, Georgia, still swamp. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Nope.
I might have to jump
gotta
across the
jump.
Lake.
Gotta get jumped.
Damn, man.
In the way, but he was out of fear. He was probably swimming fast as fuck. He probably just got to go.
No fucking matter. This is Florida, nigga.
That's true. But I think at the time, you're not thinking about that. You think about getting stumped.
Forever thinking about it.
I mean, yeah, you're a little different. You're a little bit more cautious.
You don't go near
that.
You don't go near playing near that water in Florida. Like, it amazed me. Like, when I was young, we was like, when we have like those family functions and go to like to a park, like you rent. I will always be the kid that want to go get the tadpoles out of the water because they'll be right there.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I would sneak and do it, but that's dangerous as fuck.
Because that
could have got snatched up.
The alligator
it'll
come
be
out.
Over.
Oh, it's
ain't
a wrap.
Nothing no one could do.
Yeah, it's a wrap. Oh, that's bad to see a kid go down like that. That's terrible.
My mom had a cousin. You know, she grew up in Africa, in Ethiopia. Yeah. And he got eaten by a crocodile or alligator. One of them.
Shit.
Crocodile.
I don't know. Maybe they got both.
They got crocodiles.
You know for a fact?
Yeah.
You know for a fact. They
nigga,
have.
I watched this shit. I'm trying to tell y'all niggas.
So if I type Africa in, so Africa doesn't have.
Type it in then.
Okay. Africa doesn't have any alligators.
I've never seen it on all the docs I watch. They always say crocodile. Now crocodiles are the Caymans.
I know they have crocodiles. Alligators. Yeah, I was just wondering if they have alligators.
Hey, Google. Does Africa have alligators? Oh, she don't want to act now. Look. Does Africa have
I don't like Google. The way she responds, and then she don't respond to you when you ask that's the Siri actual question.
It's actually Google.
Or Siri. Nah. Hold on. Y'all have Google too?
Cam's right. Besides, alligators do not live in Africa. Wait. Hold on. Yes, I think it says, besides, alligators do not live in Africa. The only one of the two you will find in Africa is the crocodile.
Okay.
All right. Man,
so he was definitely eaten by a crocodile then.
But like,
and see, that's even worse. That's, them now crocodiles, them niggas be twice as big as that nigga. Sometimes them niggas be
them shit's huge too. Them shit's huge.
I was like, I'd rather have an alligator than go over there. No.
Can you imagine how scary that is? You a kid playing,
and then that's it.
You just see your cousin get snatched.
Like that's it. Like that's traumatizing.
That's traumatizing.
Yeah, that's definitely traumatizing. That
you ain't going near that water no more.
That's it. Mm. Yeah, that's it. But also, so moving on to other wild things in life. So one of our fans sent this story right? And I was like, no, this, I don't know what this is, but this can't be real. So basically, it's a woman, it said, well, the top of the video says, how mad you gotta be just to shit on somebody else's windshield. So I'm gonna play a little bit of this video.
Customer got mad because I ain't want to cash his check. And he shitted and fucking put that shit on my fucking car.
This Miami?
I'm gonna beat his ass when I fucking see him. He don't know I got his social, his address, and all of that. So
sound like she in Florida.
Oh, it's going to somewhere.
I just got off of work. I ain't even want to take the shirt off my windshield. But
she can't use the spray?
Salisbury Shepherd, born January 15th, she sound like she in Florida. 1996. I'm gonna beat your ass, like I said earlier.
Duh.
What make it so bad is I'm driving down the road. Everybody keeps staring at my fucking car to get to a car wash ASAP. Everybody keeps staring at this. Look at this. This man pressure cleaning this shit and it's not come out.
Duh.
It's supposed to come out.
Duh.
Here's the thing.
So let's talk about it.
Let me. Here's the first thing.
Okay.
She said she gonna beat his ass.
Yeah.
And she had to say that because she said she couldn't say I'll beat the shit out of him.
Yeah.
Because he already got the shit out of him.
Shit out of him. He empty stomach done.
He ate a lot too.
They look like horse shit.
I mean that's premeditated shit.
Yeah, you gotta go to jail.
So he shit in something then smeared it.
See, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
This
there's
man
no way he
had Indian food two nights before.
Him. Yeah, he said
it's gonna be over for her.
He said it's a wrap on her.
Just give me a day.
Because you can't just sit on the windshield and squat. He had to have shit in something and then put it on there and smear it.
If he squatted on there, he really was upset.
Like, yeah, imagine you drive by, see niggas squatting and shitting on somebody's windshield.
Now, is it the truth? Now, would he really do that? Maybe he wore a diaper or something and then smeared it all over it or caught it with something.
Man, yeah, maybe he shit in a bag.
I get it. I've been mad at work before. I don't know if I've been that mad.
I don't think I'm going
to. Oh, wait. He did that. Wait. What's the reason? I thought that was an ex. See, we ain't talking about an ex.
No,
that
was my suit. No, she said.
Customer got mad.
How she know it was him?
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to figure. Is this a reoccurring customer that she's had issues with? And
how does she know? How does he know that's his car? That's her car.
I'm not sure.
You know what I'm saying? That I'm might be a prank, sure. B. You know my mind. That might be a prank.
I mean, it could be, but I don't know because that just there's no way. There's no way a nigga's just getting shit on a car like that. Are we cut off again? All right. But yes, that's a shitty situation. But I was like, I don't know how mad I'd be I come out. And so, it's human shit. I ain't even gonna think it's human shit. I'm like, something, what's going on here?
The evidence, whatever that other thing was that pants or shirt? Something. Yeah, so, there ain't no animal putting no shirt there.
So, it looked like some pants. But it also could be like, I don't know if it's a prank, but if it ain't, that's disgusting. Yeah, that's disgusting. Yeah, that's nasty. But anyway, but yeah, I had to talk about that. I'll wait for Emmanuel because he has a hypothetical question he needs to ask the boys.
That's wild, dog. That's really wild.
You got to fight immediately.
Yeah. So
I'm fighting that nigga. Crazy.
Yeah, you crazy.
Yeah, anybody that's dealing with shit and possibly got that shit on their hands, or you know, I don't know.
Let he slap you and got shit on his hands.
Did you know that this is mad random? But the since we're speaking about shit, you remember the two girls one cup video?
Yeah, great video.
Man, one of the girls immediately died, like maybe a week later or something like that, or 2 days later.
That has to be a rumor. What?
No, she died.
How did she die?
Shortly after that video,
from fecal matter. I think it was something. She died from eating shit.
Yeah, it was something with the shit, and yeah, that's wild.
Here's the thing. You talking to a customer, he get mad, he dig his hand in his ass, slap you, and this is a brown. You got shit on your face and a slap.
Do you do? That's the end of my job. That's the end of my, like, no, I'm across the counter or wherever we at. Like,
so you're going to be fighting with a shit slap on your face?
Yeah, it's going
to
be a shitty fight. God, like, nigga, no.
Shit slap on your face. Yeah. Whatever, you keep mushing your face, more shit on while he trying to get you off.
Yeah, you got, fight. Like 50 Cent said, you got to shoot that nigga.
Yeah, shoot that nigga.
Yeah, because, nah, you being, this is a different thing. Spit and shit, no.
I would
have
spit.
Oh, yeah. Both. Yeah, but no. Spit and shit. Like, no. You dug in your ass and slapped me with it. You dug in your ass and chose to pull your hand out and slap me. And then they not even punch me. You got to kill that man. Like, no. No. He got to go. But let's hear this hypothetical you got.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Let me pull it up real quick.
Hey, camera, you better get it together.
All right, so
I gotta do y'all Googles on that camera.
Did y'all I heard about this story the other day, right? My girl was on Twitter and she told me this story that a woman, this couple has been married for over 30 years, right? Yep. Eventually the man the woman, they've been committed marriage their whole life, pretty much. Mm-hmm. I mean, their whole relationship. So the woman finally comes to the husband and said, "Hey, listen, I want to be honest. You know, I think it's time I could tell you it's been 30 years, but 30 years ago, I cheated on you."
Yeah.
And, you know,
I already know what this is.
30 years ago, I cheated on you. And the guy got upset.
Okay.
He got upset.
Yeah,
I already know what this
and,
is going.
And but the girl was acting like, saying like, "But it's been 30 years.
Oh, it's just that. I thought kids were going
to
be
involved." No kids involved. Okay. Nothing like this. So my hypothetical to you is if your wife tells you that she's cheating on you after 30 years,
yeah,
what do you do?
She cheated 30 years ago.
Now, let me hear y'all before I say
I don't fuck with that.
To me, honestly.
Go ahead.
To me, honestly, that's so long ago now. I'm 30 years in, or 30 years past when that happened. I'm going to ask, did you cheat again? I'm going to ask what happened, this and that. But I'm there. It was 30 years ago.
I don't fuck with it.
Okay.
Fuck with it at all, because what else you done lied about? That's one.
Mm. The line gets to you the biggest.
That's the line gets to me the biggest part. Because if you lied about that and you kept it for 30 years, and that's a big lie you kept for 30 years. I just want to know what else you've been doing in these 30 years that you done lied about. So my trust is immediately on some wild shit.
See, and that's why I got to ask if I got kids with her. Hey, are those kids mine?
And yes, it's gonna be, and we, and it's a possibility. It's a big possibility we have kids. It's a big possibility. Here's
the
thing:
even if they not mine, at this point, it's 30 years. They my kids. It ain't like, you know, I seen one the other day where it was like a newborn.
Yeah,
and then it came back. It wasn't his.
Yeah,
I'm out.
But automatically, the relationship has shifted. It's shifted immediately for me because it's just like it's a principle thing at this point. Because if the shoe was on the other foot, she would be upset. And I know she would be upset. Yeah. She would. What? She'd be like, what? How? I just know. So I don't fuck with it at all. This so way I'm going to be mad.
At it. This is the way I'm looking at it. Yeah. You say 30 years in.
Yes.
So we either got married in our 20s or 30s. Yes. So I'm either 50-something or 60-something.
Absolutely. No, and I want
all the questions. Yeah. I'm gonna be upset too. Yeah. But like, why did you do it?
Yeah.
Was this the only time? What else did you lie about? But it's like, unless it just got crazy, everything she tell me after that, where am I going?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm staying, man. I'm trying to feel. I don't know because where am I going? That's the only thing.
See,
but
and see, this is why I think you say that because you feel like. Do you feel? This is how I feel personally. Yeah. I feel like there was a point where you. That's a sacrifice we both made, right?
Yeah.
That's supposed to be, right?
Yeah.
If we say that to each other. And most of the time, that sacrifice comes heavily from the guy's side, right?
I could have been fucking.
I could have been fucking. That's a thought many guys have. That's
a thought. It's going to be a thought. Yeah.
Like, I could have been fucking out there, and you got some. Where am I at? So this is what I said.
Okay.
And Sarah was like, what? That is? Of course, she gave me her talk. I'm not going to, you know, but she told me her piece. But I was like, listen, I think now I get a hall pass.
I mean,
if we decide, because I'm not, this is my feeling on it. I feel like you in a way where this isn't cause for me to just break up with you or leave.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been together for 30 years. At this
point,
But now.
Married. Probably longer than that.
So now. I get my turn.
But who wants that old dad mine?
Oh, it's going to be somebody
you,
out there.
There's going to be plenty. But, but now it's like, I don't know. I feel like you automatically get a hall pass and she can't say nothing about it. Because if the lady gets mad, if the wife gets mad now, isn't that hypocritical? Isn't that?
Yeah, like, no, she how, can't how get mad. No, she,
but that's so tit for tat. You know?
It is tit for
it's
tat.
It's so tit for
not,
tat.
It's not, okay, it is tit for tat if you don't want to do that and you have no need to do that, but you're doing it out of spite.
Yeah.
That's tit for tat. But it's if it's been, you know, I've been wanting to fuck something and now you tell me you fuck something? No, I get my fuck out. You know what I'm saying?
So what?
And it depends who it is, too, who it was.
It depends who
like
it was.
That could switch things up a lot. Absolutely. If she said somebody I know that I was close to,
then
it's a big issue.
Yeah.
Big issue.
I mean, if you want to just go with the wide man, I mean, because we just had to cut from the wide. But I'm trying to figure out, does the lie, what makes you divorce from somebody after so long? Is there something that has to be like detrimental?
It could be you fell out of love, honestly. It could be you fell out of love. It could be something she cheated recently. Yeah. It could be who she cheated with 30 years ago. If she said, yeah, I cheated with your brother or cheated with your best friend.
Oh, man.
Like, I don't know. That's unforgivable right there. Then I got to talk to my brother and my best friend. Like, it's like come on. The fuck? Or you could be like, hey, well, it's all right. I cheated 31 years ago, so we even. Or I cheated 29 years ago, so now I feel better about that.
Yeah, that's an interesting take because it's just like I don't know. You're right because you can leave, but it's like, is it worth leaving though? Because people can change, people can all this stuff. I get all that, and it was a mistake she might have made. So, but I am gonna be like, what the fuck. Like Emmanuel said, like, I'm mad. Like,
you know how much stress that's going to be leaving?
That's a lot of stress.
Everything is tied together.
Oh, everything.
Your house, everything. Your cars, joint bank accounts, your kids.
Everything, yeah.
This is like.
The divorce process, it's just like so.
It's
like,
a lot.
We can't do that.
And some people get divorced. Like, I mean, they do get divorced at 30, 40 years, but it's just like, that's a long time to get divorced.
Yeah, and then you're trying to, you're going to go look for a new woman at 60 you're something. Not. You're trying to get to know somebody you're again.
Not. Now you got to go apartment hunting.
I recently just heard about this dude that he's 55 on one of them dating apps. It's an all Asian dating app. He like Asian women,
and he is
55, white guy,
white guy,
white guy,
white guys from up Asian north. Women.
And he was like, I don't know much about the dating scene no more. But he was like, all these girls seem to want, like, you know, money from me. Nigga, what you 55? Of course.
They looking at you.
Yeah, yeah. And but it's the site type of site he was on, too. I was like, you maybe have to try something different. But I was just like, getting out and trying to date at an older age probably is very stressful.
Just tell him to go to an Asian country.
It's much more stressful for women than it is for men.
Yeah.
But still, it can still be like, you know, like, I don't know. I can't imagine, like, being in that situation.
Yeah,
I don't
want to. Yeah.
I'm sure you could get used to it, too. You know, there are plenty of people that buy themselves.
I mean, my aunt is 50-something, and she's single, but I don't think she want to be married or nothing like that.
Right.
I don't think she want to be married. So it's just like, you know. But yeah, that's an interesting take, though.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting. I would love to hear from my fans about it. Tell us what you think.
Yeah.
So recently, Russ dropped a video when he was doing rapping in the Rap City basement. And he said, rap is a dangerous occupation. And I was like, he may be on to something. Maybe right. And then right after that, two rappers got shot.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Well, one rapper got killed, I know, King Von, but then two rappers got shot. Bootsy and Benny the Butcher both got shot in the leg.
Yeah.
Two separate places.
Yeah.
So now I'm thinking, rap is a dangerous job. Yeah. That's you got to put that on a list of dangerous occupations. Yeah. Police officer, rapper, security guard.
Don't you think it's only dangerous depending on what type of rap you do?
Definitely, yes.
Because like, trying to rob J. Cole. He looks homeless enough.
But here's the thing. He doesn't need to. J. Cole ain't going to have nothing on him for you to rob.
That's what I'm saying. So it's the type of breeding. Even if he did, like, I still feel like it's a little less likely because he's not boastful rap. He's not boastful.
I mean, he has boastfulness, but it's more so in a self-confident, like, I'm out rapping. Like,
right.
I'm boastful in the art,
It's not boastful about money
and
materialistic things as much. It's not him always showing, stunting, I got money on me, talking about all that shit. So
energy is real. I think it's definitely an energy thing. Yeah, it's for sure an energy thing.
Or if you're talking tough, too.
Other
songs you talking tough on in terms of street tough.
Yeah.
Now, look, excuse me if I'm wrong, but like when I listen to Benny the Butcher, I listen to a lot of it. He's more talking about drugs he sold more than like shooting people or killing people. You know what I'm saying? He just talking about selling drugs.
Right.
So it ain't like how some of these rappers be saying, no, I'll kill you, be like the tough talk. Yeah. He just be talking about selling drugs.
But he already has a leg up on the situation. And this is what I mean.
See what you did there.
Because since he's rapping about those things, do you think that's almost like how they say weed is a gateway? Would that be a gateway drug? Even if he's just rapping about selling, is that like a gateway into like I'm living this street?
I think it's just more about how he got the jewelry on and stuff. So how he carry himself. Like J. Cole don't wear his worth. Like Benny the Butcher will wear his worth. He gonna have the chains. Yeah.
J. Cole's the best excuse of a nigga not to go to college. Because if you go to college and you still look like a homeless nigga, it's probably not worth it.
Yeah, no, I feel you.
But he went to college.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Why go to college if you still gonna look homeless?
But I think
I'm just playing. J. Cole, I love J. Cole.
The thing is,
well, the reason he looks like that, he said his mom told him, your hair need to, like, your image need to match your raps. So she's like, you should grow your hair out. That's when he started doing it.
I really do like him.
Yeah.
And I feel that like my wardrobe most of the time will match whatever type of hair I got.
Mm-hmm.
So what's your wardrobe now?
Like when I have hair, I want to be, I feel more artsy with it. Like when I have a low cut, I dress more clean in a way. I don't know. I just noticed that about
it. Yeah.
I go away, my hair go.
So is it safe to say that you can't wear jewelry as a rapper?
No, not necessarily. But I'm saying, you know, rappers wear a house on their neck, and then
they
be out
like 2 Chainz song and Lambo on my wrist.
Yeah, and then like look, the baby say, I got $30,000 in my pocket.
Me and Cam was talking about that. He was like, yeah, I got $32,000 in my pocket.
Well, I'm gonna carry all of that. That's gonna be a burden when I can just have a card that got all of that on it.
Yeah,
but you might need to pick up some gum.
Yeah,
you can swipe a card.
Yeah. Because you need $32,000 to make sure.
Well, at least.
Okay, gum and some chips.
Yeah, some chips.
I bought some gum and chips last night. It came out to $2.32. I remember the price.
Hey,
how
you spend your money
night.
Is different.
I bought a bag of chips.
How you carry your money is different.
How you carry your money
That's funny y'all say. That's exactly what I bought at the grocery store before the shoot.
Yeah, I don't understand. It's a lot of things that you know, they do that, you know, they invite certain things, and then when it happens, it's like, hey, man.
You don't feel bad.
It's like, I don't know what to tell you.
Not necessarily, like for what happened recently, but just, like, sometimes, yeah, like, it's like when people, like, say, what's his name, the boxer that's real braggadocious.
Adrian Broner.
Like flushing money down the thing. Now he in jail or something.
He in jail. About,
yeah. So, I don't know what's for, but I just seen the clip. Because
he was showing off money on IG.
Yeah.
When he told the courts he ain't had no money for his. So now the judge, a female judge, brought him in. A woman judge brought him in. Said, basically, why are you showing off money on Instagram? If you so they arrested him based on that and they put him in jail. He said my friends give me money. He said, I don't have any money. My friends just give me money.
Well, you see what I'm saying? Like, people like that, I don't feel bad for
you. Yeah, I feel you, man. I don't feel bad. If Tekashi, something happened to Tekashi, to be honest with y'all, I'm not going to feel bad for
this man. He does invite. He invites.
This is making fun of people at funerals and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't feel bad for you. You invited this shit.
Yeah, you can't.
You know what I'm saying? And so, but I do feel, I do have a heart for. Cause if you try to look at where hip hop came from,
yeah,
like, you know, it's a lot from the struggle, trying to find happiness, trying to dance, trying to, mm-hmm. and then slowly you start talking about what's really going on, like street shit, mm-hmm. like, and then you start developing. It becomes a sport of me against you, and then mm-hmm. you find out, okay, they're also if you from that side, it might be a little more than just hip hop, and then street shit gets into mm-hmm. it, and then, you know, it is what it is now, and a lot of that has to do with.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
you know where you know? Where all this black issues come from. But but I just feel like being. I don't know. I feel like hip hop is learning a lot right now, or should be.
As far as just everything.
Yeah, there was a point where I felt like I thought, wow, hip hop's growing up. You started to see some people start juicing companies, and like I think Jadakiss, and, mm-hmm. and you start seeing people put out meditation books, and you hear Jay-Z, of course Jay-Z, but other lesser rappers talk about you know, finances and business and starting
self-improvement
and all these things. And then, but then there's also another side to it, of the Lils, and the Lils got a whole nother wave over here of like fuckery, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Of if, you know, it's fun to dance to in a club, but it's a different vibe than this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't know if hip hop's growing, if it's going sideways, if it's even.
It's just parallel.
It's just parallax.
Young man sport, so.
They say that too, but niggas is getting old. I just saw Goody Mob put out a new album.
Yep.
And I saw their video.
Andre 3000 verse, man. I'm so happy for that.
On a Goody Mob song? I didn't hear it yet. I got to go listen to that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But they looked old in that video.
He said they looked old.
They old. Yeah. They old. So it ain't necessarily the youngest man sport.
Old niggas rapping. Is there an age that you gotta stop rapping?
No, we just getting into that. 45. Like, rap's still new. Like, Jay-Z, like, one of the oldest rappers that still, like, you will still listen to. Like, we haven't got to 100 years of rap being existing yet. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So,
gotcha.
I say it all the time. In my opinion, rap follows rock. Mm-hmm. It's the same parallels. Mm-hmm. Because
rock different though, because they got a lot more old people that can keep going.
They do.
And
they
rap.
Do. No, but it's new. Hip rap is newer. I'm saying rock and are parallels, but rap is the younger version of rock. But if you look at what happened with rock's history, rap follows the same history.
Yeah.
It all starts off with youthful angst. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Angst-ridden youth. You know what I'm saying? That are rebelling against whatever their thing is. You know what I'm saying? For white kids in the suburbs, it was like, fuck, I'm tired of this normal life. You know, I'm going to paint my nails and all this shit and rock out. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And for black people, it was like, we in the streets. We want to fucking.
Yeah, I want to eat. Get money.
I want to eat. I need to do what I need to do. So it started out like that. Rock started off with, guess what? Dance. If you want to take it back to Elvis Presley days. You know what I'm saying? They were twisting
rock started off with black people.
Well, that's true, I mean, too. Yeah. That's true. So, but once the white people stole it,
yeah, yeah.
That, you know, it was dance and all this shit.
And Forrest Gump taught Elvis how to do that dance.
Yep, yeah. Forrest Gump definitely taught that. And then, you know, rock has this glam rock. You know what I'm saying? We have glam hip-hop. Glam hip-hop was Diddy and them.
Yeah.
That was... Dun, 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 dun. Can't nobody hold me. Yep. Fireworks and all this shit. Just like them niggas wearing crazy hair and all that. Then you had, whatchamacallit, serious rock. You know what I'm saying? You had niggas, real music and like the, I don't know, what are these guys? Fucking.
Them niggas.
Aerosmith?
One of these, one of those bands. And then you got hip hop in the same vein. And then you got goth hip hop. You got goth rock. You got
Lil Uzi Verts,
the Young Thugs. That's goth. You know what I'm saying? It's just that rock music had that in like the 90s.
Yeah.
We're just catching up to that now. People rebelling. You remember, what's the kid that died? The in Florida kid.
X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X
Rock. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's the same shit. So I feel like we're far. If you see where Rock is now, you got a bunch of old people doing Rock, right? You got a lot of people from past generations who are still touring and all this and shit like that. And you got a lot of and it's mature. A lot of rock music is kind of used in like movies and stuff. You're gonna see hip hop being used a lot more in movies and all that shit.
So. So we looking for the our Earth, Wind, and Fire of rap.
Earth, Wind, and Fire of rap.
That's basically we're looking for that. We're looking for the Earth, Wind, and Fire. Of
rap. I think it's September.
We already got it. They're called Wu-Tang. That's the Earth, Wind, and Fire of rap.
Yeah.
He missed it.
Yeah, no, I got you. September. It was like Mike Sandwich.
Mike Sandwich, duh.
It was a rap.
Mike's it was a rap.
It was a rap.
Real quick, I want to speak about how about Diddy diving, which it sounds like an actual dive, a Diddy dive.
Mm-hmm.
Diddy, I guess, put this video on Instagram of him diving, and it. I watched it.
Well, no, I sent you on Twitter that one. You don't mind?
Let me see it.
Did you
send it to your DM?
Oh, well, shit.
Or maybe it was your IG.
Let me see.
Diddy diving. Diddy that really diving sounds like in a pool.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But was it? Was he being funny?
I don't know, but it just looked.
He knew what he was doing.
I laughed at this shit for 25 minutes, though.
He had to be beat.
That is the worst dive I've ever seen.
He had to be being funny because ain't no way you dive that bad.
But also, would you consider diving hard?
Not for me. I'm athletic.
What does that mean? Like hard into the water?
No, no. Like is
I'm
it,
athletic.
Why your dick is hard?
No, diving. What? Like, is it a hard thing? Is it a hard thing?
Oh.
Where's your mind at? Is it like your dick is hard?
What? I thought you meant diving with a motor.
No, I was like, because you know, I was like.
Because it's a form. Diving some pussy.
You went diving some pussy. Because it's a form to dive in. Yeah. And a lot of people may not be able to get that form. Because, you know, they have clean dives. They got, you know, so I was like, is it considered a hard thing to do? Because some people really can't dive. Like,
I haven't done it in years, but I remember when I was taught to do it.
Yeah.
It literally took maybe in less than an hour.
Yeah. Yeah.
You figure it out. It's not that hard. Yeah.
Yeah. But that shit just look. I just want to talk about that. Cause that shit look funny. Cause I think they got a picture of Jay-Z diving too. Of trying to dive and that looked bad.
I can't
as well.
Imagine that.
He's not athletic at all. Like all you can do is just be cool
and rap.
Be laid back.
Yeah, be cool. Sell drugs.
Like when he on that jet ski with that helmet. That's one of the funniest pictures you seen there, right?
He's an awkward
that's
looking
one
guy.
One of the funniest shit.
Yeah, Jay-Z got long arms and like.
He looked like the camo on the cigarettes.
Yeah, they always say the camo.
Yeah, but that's what
the 90s.
I just think he was good at selling drugs. You know, his arms are long.
Gotcha.
He gets the pockets. He just pull out the drug hand. That's his athletic.
What's
skill.
Funny? A lot of the most artistic people are the less athletic. Like, look at most celebrity games. Like all these artists and shit, they be trash. So it's like that's just something.
But he got a couple that you know,
like me. All right, let's go to the next.
Yeah,
well, one, I said celebrity, so, yeah.
I'm glad you just attacked that and not the other part, because you know that ain't true.
So go ahead. Yeah,
man. Your knees will say all their knees to say.
Knees will say all they needs to say. Hilarious. What's the last? What's this handsman? Handyman.
You? Okay. No, that was me. What was I gonna say about the handyman? No, this was so funny too. So Sarah's mom calls her, right? I'm listening to them talk, or she tells they talking or whatever. She gets off the phone. She was like, "My mom's funny." She said her coworker just got married. I was like, "Oh yeah." She was like, "Yeah, she got divorced a long time ago, but then she got married." And I was like, "Oh, she get married too?" She was like, "Her handyman." I was like, "He was like, yeah." He used to work at her house just for every day for a long time.
Oh yeah.
And the thing she said, she was like, yes, my mom was talking, she was like, yeah, he's just so handy. He's just so handy. So I'm just wondering, isn't that like that is once women hit a certain age, you start appreciating different things.
Oh yeah.
Y'all better know that. Like man that can actually use his hands
and the reason why
fix things around the house, like that's important.
Yeah, that shit expensive.
That shit is expensive.
If you gotta hire fixed, it's always gonna be something in your house that breaks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I found two things that's broken in this house right now. That need to be fixed. And if you had a handy ass man, hey, you tell him it's gonna fix get handled.
Yeah.
Versus
yeah.
you gotta pay.
I just think that's a cool trick to have anyway as a man. Yeah. You know what I've never seen. We need to get back to learning.
I've never seen my granddad have anybody at the house to fix anything. This nigga built a back porch with a pool.
That's what the fuck I'm talking about. I like shit like that.
That is wild. Like that's just wild.
Wait, hold up. Y'all hear that?
Go ahead. What is this water you drink?
No, y'all just ain't hearing.
This thing is wilding.
I also have headphones.
Yeah, y'all just ain't
hearing. But
Bluetooth. I'm ready, y'all.
No, but yeah, like my granddad never asked to fix. I'm just like, and nigga fixed everything. Older men what they grew up on. They had to do it,
right.
Because one, they ain't had the money, and two, they might not have had the people to do it, so they learned. It
the older I get now, I think that shit is cool. Owning a toolbox,
tools. You learned those skills back then.
True.
Your dad taught you those skills. Yeah. Like you had to learn that stuff. We in the age now where those things don't get passed down as much. We got more
Googling.
We can pay shit. We got, because you know what they say, if you want to be rich, find something that makes people, you know, people are lazy.
Mm-hmm.
Find something they don't want to do and do it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So it's gonna be services out there where you don't know how to do this shit.
Yeah, like moving. I'm done with that.
Yeah. You just done with moving.
Yeah, no, I'm paying.
You ain't done.
Oh
yeah, I'm paying for somebody.
You ain't done.
This is my thing.
Gonna help somebody move.
I'm following this dude.
Me moving, like my stuff, my house and shit.
Maybe some of y'all saw it on YouTube or something, but this dude just started trending. I don't know. I think he started trending recently, but he quit his job as a tax attorney or some type of attorney.
Mm-hmm.
And he decided he's a woodworker. And he had a YouTube channel where he used to build a lot of shit and make things. And that's what his passion was. But he was making good money as a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
He had like $1 million condo downtown in Chicago, I think he's living. And so he ends up quitting his job. And he bought he had like $300,000. He bought a building in Chicago. And he's turning it into... By himself, well, not by himself, he gets a little help there, but he's doing a lot of the work himself. He's turning it into a 3-level house, YouTube studio, and like woodworking, you know, metalworking shop. So 3 different levels. And I'm just watching this man do this in amazing. And even things that he needs people to come in for, like the roof, like this place is fucked up.
Yeah.
Like it's fucked up. This is a big ass building, but it was abandoned.
Mm-hmm.
So the roof is collapsing. I gotta
watch this. This sounds amazing.
The roof is collapsing in. I think he has like 8 episodes out.
Oh yeah.
The roof is collapsing. So he had to bring in some people. He put the most money into getting that fixed because he didn't know. But during the whole time, he's up there with those people. Hey, let me help out where I can. Show me what you know. And he's learning and shit. But showing him put together his rooms and showing him what the YouTube studio is going to look like.
That's
and it makes you feel good as a creator. Like, yes, this man cut his job. Yeah. Oh, that's why I'm saying he went viral maybe recently. But
so let me ask you this. Have people been reaching out to just come and help him that got skills?
Yep. In Chicago, there's like up and coming YouTubers that are also like handymen or people that fix things. Younger people too. He invites them over. Hey, if you want to help me for a day, I'll give you exposure. He promotes them on in their
that's
channel.
That's cool.
And
yeah.
He'll have like an extra hand there. You know what I'm saying? People that know what they're doing.
Oh, that's hard.
But I just think that's dope. I would love to build my own house. I know maybe that's a little bit of a pipe dream for me because I don't know shit about building
or pipes.
I would also invite.
I know about piping.
I would also invite women over. Like, this turns you on. You're more than welcome to come and watch.
Just come watch. Just come watch. Imagine this group of women is up there.
Oh, well, honestly, that'll probably annoy the fuck out of me. Fuck out of here.
I'm trying to work here.
I'm trying to work.
Get out of here.
Until you get a little, you know.
Do I need a handy? Yeah, dude.
And then you be like, well, let me walk over here real quick.
Handy for your handy.
Yeah.
That's funny. But no, that's cool.
But I really enjoy people that create shit with their hands.
But I think as you get older, you want to do certain things too, because you just get. Not that you get bored, but you want to keep advancing in life. Like, as you get older, you don't want to diminish your skills. You know what I'm saying? You want to keep adding on and, building your brain. And they say that's how you stay away from, like, dementia and Alzheimer's, you know, always working on your brain and doing shit like that. So that's good. Like, that's what niggas should be doing, not sitting on the porch screaming at people.
Right.
Get out there, porch.
Yeah, man.
Get out there, y'all. All right, y'all. Well, that's it for this week's episode of the Comedy Trap House.
I'm so sorry about
this. Yeah, we don't know.
Difficulties, y'all.
We don't know what's going on.
We're going to figure it out.
This camera. But thank you, guys. New story is out this week. New story is out now. We have a new story coming out this week. And I'm going ahead and tell you guys now, we will be taking a break at some point in December with the fan questions for sure. And then probably about 2-week break on the Trap House podcast, you know, for the holidays. So we'll keep you posted with all of those things. But other than that, you know the deal.
We still getting this tape. I know this table is a mess right now, but we got the cups right now. We got some grown man. We got some books. But remember, send us in however you send it, or reach out to us on Patreon.
If
you want to submit something for your
DM,
business
or
whatever. And we're going to get this table popping nicely and all
we
get
the table popping, y'all. But all right, we'll see you guys next week.
God bless.
Peace.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's ANGI. Or download the app today.